Emporia State Hornet Basketball. Hornet Basketball is brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control, working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest-free, the best it can be. Call 620-342-4222. By Nextech Wireless, the latest in wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Nextech Wireless inside the Flint Hills Mall. By Emporia State University, hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. Bunge North America, dedicated to improving the global agribusiness and food production chain since 1818. By Carrie's Diamonds, for the special gift to celebrate the biggest moments in your life. 1015 Industrial, Carrie's Diamonds, where their difference is you. By The Station, Emporia's nightclub and event venue at 402 Merchant. Open Thursday through Saturday. The Station, where Emporia connects. Also brought to you by the RV Dock, the Credit Union of Emporia, Longvine Auto Plaza, Prairie Land Partners John Deere, Plumbing by Spelman, Hair Crafters, Witten Construction, Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, PT Associates of Emporia, and Charlie's Place. Also brought to you by Bruff Sports Bar and Grill, Express Tire Pros, Cheryl Schumann Electric, Mark II Lumber, Nell's Tire, Farm Bureau agent Brian Fillinger, the Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Center in Manhattan, John North Ford, Mainstay Suites, The Pizza Ranch, Shoal Construction, Flint Hills Mall, and Williams Automotive. Now stay tuned for Emporia State Hornet Basketball.
From historic Watt Auditorium, downtown Emporia, Kansas, Ron Slaymaker, Corey, good evening and welcome to Emporia State Hornet Basketball. As tonight, the Emporia State Lady Hornets play their home openers. They take on the Bearcats of Northwest Missouri State. Let's take a look at our starting lineups for tonight's ball game, brought to you by Plumbing by Spelman. At 821 Commercial for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. First off for Northwest Missouri State, as mentioned, 5-5 on the season, 0-4 in the MIAA. They're coached by Austin Meyer, who's in his fifth season. 49-70 is his overall record, and this is the lineup he will send out tonight. At the guard spots will be Molly Hartnett, 5'9 sophomore out of Overland Park, St. Thomas Aquinas, averaging 12 points, 3 rebounds, and 3 assists. Also at the guard will be Peyton Kelderman, 5'9 sophomore out of Urbandale, Iowa, averaging 7 points and 2 rebounds. At a forward spot, Ella Moody, 5'11 freshman out of St. Joe, Missouri, averaging 5 points and 2 rebounds. Also at a forward, Jaina Green, 6-foot junior out of Omaha, Nebraska, Millard South High School, averaging 8 points and 5 rebounds. And in the post will be Kelsey Fields, 6'2 sophomore from Creston, Iowa, averaging 7 points and 8 rebounds. For the Emporia State Lady Hornets, who are 7-1 on the season, they're 3-0 in the MIAA. Coached by Toby Wynn in his fifth year, he is 86-39, and this is the lineup the Lady Hornets will go with. At the point guard spot will be Treasure Job, the 5'7 junior out of Wichita South High School. She's averaging 18 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 assists. Also at the guard, Victoria Price, 5'8 junior from Grand Prairie, Texas, a transfer from Utah State, averaging 11 points and 3 rebounds. Out of forward spot, Elena Hartman, 5'10 sophomore from Spearville, Kansas, averaging 8 points and 4 rebounds. Also out of forward will be Faith Paramore, 6-foot sophomore from Haven. She's a transfer from Oral Roberts. She is averaging 9 points, 4 rebounds, and 2 assists. And in the post tonight for Emporia State will be Mary Lakes, a 6'4 senior out of Peoria, Illinois, transfer from Kansas State and Chicago State. She comes in averaging 6 points and 5 rebounds. The officials for tonight's game, as assigned by the MIAA. Jeff Strongren is our referee. Larry Hare is one of the umpires, along with Adrian Lindsay. Your starting lineups have been brought to you by Plumbing by Spelman at 821 Commercial. For residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. Emporia State will be dressed in their home whites for the first time this, well, we have seen them wear whites on the road once when they were in the tournament play. White or kind of a grayish color uniforms, black letters and gold trim. The Bearcats in their road black with gray letters and numbers and green trim. As Jeff Strongrum puts the ball in the air, the tip is up. It's going to be controlled by Emporia State. They'll play to the basket to our right as we view it here courtside at Watt Auditorium. Hope you enjoy it. Treasure Job has the ball out front. Bounce pass, high post, right side. Goes to Elena Hartman, sings around to the left side. Spins to the lane line, and they're going to call a travel violation on Elena Hartman. Not sure if she did, but they say she dragged her pivot foot as she came to a stop along the lane line. Defense was good right there. Did not allow her to find room to take it to the rim. Northwest to play it inbounds, and Emporia State will apply backcourt pressure. Kelderman takes the inbounds pass and gives it off to Molly Hartnett. Hartnett in backcourt. Picks up the dribble, needs some help, lobs it into front court to Jaina Green. Now gives it back to Hartnett, and the pass goes into backcourt, and then Northwest Missouri State will turn it over. Jaina Green didn't wait for Molly Hartnett to get across the half-court stripe, so the pressure ends up forcing a turnover, and Emporia State gets the basketball back. Just underway, 30 seconds in. Working with the ball, Faith Paramore gives it off to Treasure Job. She'll shoot the three. High Archer off the mark. No good, but the offensive rebound and stick back is good for Victoria Price. And that will be key tonight for Emporia State, those offensive rebounds and second chance opportunities. Emporia State again applying backcourt pressure. Hartnett in backcourt picks up the dribble, feeds it up the floor to Kelderman. Back to Hartnett. Throw into front court goes to Jaina Green. Green working on the wing right side. Back out front to Hartnett. Swings it left side to Kelderman, back to Hartnett. Shot clock down to 14, back to Kelderman for a three out the back iron. Hits the top of the rim, and the rebound will go out of bounds. They'll give it to Emporia State. Kelsey Fields was battling down low with Mary Lakes, and she was the last one to touch it as the ball got slapped out of bounds. Treasure into front court, Hornets up 2-0. 8:41 to play first quarter. Treasure working left side, now goes right side to the free throw line. Looking to get it down low. Goes on the wing now, right side. Victoria Price takes it in the lane. Takes it to the rim. Off the glass. Missed it. Rebound goes to Mary Lake. Dribbles it once. Puts up the shot. Missed it badly. And the rebound goes to Northwest Missouri State. Pushing the ball up into front court. This will be Moody. Ball gets knocked free. And we're going to get a foul called on Emporia State. Going to call a reach-in foul on the Lady Hornets. They're going to call this foul on Victoria Price as she... just trying to reach in and slap the ball free and gets whistled for the foul. Team first, her first. What a basketball brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control. Working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests. All year long, pest free the best it can be. Call McKenzie at 620-342-4222. They lobbed the ball down low to Fields. Back out on the wing for a three from Kelderman. That's off the side of the rim. No good. Rebound goes to Elena Hartman for Emporia State. And the Lady Hornets head the other direction. Gives it out. Treasure Job on the left elbow. Asking for a screen from Mary Lakes. Now she'll take it around the right wing. Out front it goes to Elena Hartman. She'll shoot the three. Left it a little short. Long rebound goes to Jaina Green for Northwest Missouri State. In the front court, this is Moody. Holds the ball high, looking for some help. Now bounce pass out front. It goes to Hartnett. Hartnett directing the offense as Emporia State sets up in their zone. Hartnett has it out front. Right wing, Kelderman for three. She hit it. And we're going to get a timeout taken by Coach Toby Wynn, and he's now happy with that three-point shot that was made by Peyton Kelderman. And Northwest Missouri State has a 3-2 lead, and he's talking defense with his team, and that's going to take us to our media timeout. What a basketball brought to you by PT Associates. Like ESU basketball, PT Associates is committed to excellence. PT Associates of Emporia, 12th and Industrial, where hard work pays off. Let's pause 1 minute. This is Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Let technology bring you closer this holiday season to loved ones near and far. With unlimited data as low as $25 a month, you can get the phone you want with the features you need from the best people. Next Tech Wireless. Keeping Kansans connected.
Did you know that each year termites cost billions of dollars in damage?
That's why you should consider the Centricon system with always active technology from McKenzie Pest Control to help prevent costly termite damage before it occurs. Centricon Always Active is always baited and always ready to protect your home or business from damaging termites. And it's affordable. Call McKenzie Pest Control for a free termite evaluation and learn how Centricon Always Active can help protect your biggest investment.
Your home for Hornet Sports. Today's best hits. Mix 104.9.
3-2 the score. Northwest Missouri State with a lead. Emporia State with a basketball. Treasure Job into front court. Takes it on the wing right side. Gets a screen from Elena Hartman. Drives. Kicks it out on the wing to Elena. Elena drives. Passes it out top the key. Victoria Price. Victoria back to Elena Hartman on the right elbow. Top the key, it goes to Faith Paramore. Shot clock down to 10. Faith down the lane, takes it to the rim, off the glass, and scores it. Faith Paramore with her first basket of the ball game, and Emporia State takes a 4-3 lead. The Lady Hornets will apply backcourt pressure, and Northwest gets it into front court as they beat the press, and they have the numbers. This is Green, lobs it down low in traffic. And we got a three-second violation. They got it in the paint to Kelsey Fields, and she couldn't find anybody to pass it to. Couldn't get a shot off, and it's a three-second violation, a turnover for Northwest Missouri State. 6:46 to play here in the first quarter, 4-3 Emporia State. Water basketball brought to you by Bunge North America, dedicated to improving the agribusiness and food production chain since 1818. From the free throw line, shot up and good for Treasure Job at the other end. And the Hornets up 6-3. Yet Emporia State applying backcourt pressure. Looking for some help. This is Lindsay Kelderman. They feed it up the floor to Jillian Fleming, and they get a 10-second violation as Emporia State gets the basketball back after the full court press. Substitutions for Emporia State. Katie Harina will check into the lineup. Also checking into the lineup will be Sydney Tenner. We haven't seen her for a long time. Sydney played in the first two games of the season at Harding and Henderson State and has missed a month worth of basketball. So she's back in the lineup on the floor for Emporia State. Treasure Job gives it off to Sydney Tenner. Way out on the right side. Top of the key, goes to Treasure. She's left open. Thought about the three. Takes it down the lane to the rim. Shoots it up. Left it short. Battle for the rebound. Goes to Northwest Missouri State. There to grab the basketball is Peyton Kelderman. Feeds it up the floor to Fleming. Here comes a double team on her, and she'll throw it away as she tried to lob it across the floor and overthrew everybody, and the turnover gives it right back to Emporia State, and that'll be turnover number three or number four on Northwest Missouri State. Treasure Job from the free throw line. Out high, Sydney Tenner. Sydney, bounce pass on the wing right side to Katie Harina, gives it back off to Treasure Job. Treasure tries to drive, and they're going to call a hand check foul on Northwest Missouri State's Lindsay Kelderman. Lindsay, the twin sister of Peyton Kelderman, both out of Urbandale, Iowa. Peyton played last year. Lindsay redshirted. Northwest making some substitutions. Kaylee Keston checking into the lineup. Hornets played inbounds to Audrey Beatty. Gives it off to Treasure on the wing, right, left side. Treasure to the free throw circle. On the right wing, a bad pass. Too much out of the reach for Katie Harina, and the turnover gives it right back to Northwest Missouri State. Mary Lakes and Faith Paramore back into the lineup. Elena Hartman will sit down, so will Audrey Beatty. 6-3 Emporia State, 5:27 to play here in the first quarter. Emporia State again applying backcourt pressure. Northwest beats the pressure. Bounce pass into front court goes to Kelly. And here's a steal by Treasure Job to the basket. Off the glass, shot no good. Rebound goes to Northwest Missouri State, and we're going to get a foul. Is trying to reach in Faith Paramore. It's going to be whistled for the personal foul. That's going to be her second team foul on Emporia State. Victoria Price will check in, replacing Treasure Job. Northwest will play the ball in bounds in backcourt. Inbounds pass goes to Fleming. Now gives it back to Hartnett. Here comes a trap on her, needing some help. And we're going to get a foul. Nope, they turn it over. Bounce pass hits the out-of-bounds stripe, and Emporia State will get the basketball. Fifth turnover for the Bearcats. Victoria Price to play it in. Plays it into Faith Paramore. Gets a screen from Katie Herenia. Has it right side. Now gives it off to Herenia. Open for the three. Off the back iron. No good. Rebound. Victoria Price comes up with it. And Lady Hornets will keep the basketball. Victoria driving. Takes a double step through the lane. Lays it up and in. And she's fouled. Nice little Euro move in the lane by Victoria Price. And she gets the and one. And she'll go to the free throw line. Picking up the personal foul for Northwest Missouri State. That'll be on Kelsey Fields, her first. Team foul number two on Northwest Missouri State. And the free throw is good for Victoria Price. And that gives her 5 points in the game. The Lady Hornets lead at 9-3 with 4:51 to play here in the first quarter. What a basketball being brought to you by Emporia State University. Preparing students to go from classroom to career. Learn more at emporia.edu. Here's a feed up the floor. Gets deflected by Mary Lakes. Goes out of bounds off of a Northwest Missouri State player, and Emporia State will get the ball out of bounds, but they'll play it inbounds after a timeout taken by Northwest Missouri State. Comes with 4:49 to play here in the first quarter. Neither team lighting it up. Emporia State 4-for-11 from the floor for 36%, 0-for-3 beyond the arc, but they're 1-for-1 from the free throw line. Northwest Missouri State just 1-for-3. The only shots they've taken are three-point shots, and that was made by Peyton Kelderman. They have turned the ball over seven times already, and Emporia State has scored at 7 points off of those seven turnovers. They have a chance to add to it here as Northwest Missouri State just turned it over. 9-3 our score. Emporia State on top. Faith Paramore, Katie Herenia, Victoria Price, Sydney Tenner, and Mary Lakes on the floor for Emporia State. Sydney Tenner, right corner three, a little bit too strong. Rebound goes to Northwest Missouri State's Kelsey Fields. In the front court with it, Hartnett. It goes in between the double circles. Emporia State staying in their zone. Hartnett swings it on the wing right side. Lindsay Kelderman, her three is off the mark, no good. Rebound to Emporia State. Katie Herenia swings it right side. Victoria Price thought about the three. Looks to drive. Nothing open there. Gives it off to Sydney Tenner. Swings it top the key. Faith Paramore. She'll shoot the long three. Bingo! Faith Paramore knocks down a Hare Crafters three. That gives her five. And the Lady Hornets lead it 12-3. Call Mark Kraft, 620-342-6172. Make your appointment to get your hair cut at Hare Crafters at 1027 Commercial, downtown Emporia. Lady Hornets again applying full court pressure. Northwest finally gets it into front court, and ball's going to get kicked. They'll reset the shot clock to 20. Northwest will keep the basketball. Treasure Joe, Elena Hartman, and Andre Beatty will check in for Emporia State. Sydney Tenner, Katie Herenia, and Mary Lakes will check out. Northwest will have the ball to play inbounds across the way. Northwest brings Jana Green back onto the floor. Out front with it, Hartnett. Picks up the dribble, swings it on the wing left side. This is Kaylee Keston back out front to Hartnett. Down low they go to Kelsey Fields. Now on the left elbow to Keston. Shot clock down to three. Hartnett from the free throw circle. Green shot. Doesn't draw any iron. That's a shot clock violation. And Coach Toby Wynn and assistant coach Kyle Unruh applauding the Lady Hornets defense. 3:28 to play, first quarter, 12-3 Emporia State. Treasure into front court, hands it off. Elena Hartman thought about the three, and they say she traveled first. And Coach Toby Wynn says, shoot it. Northwest will get the basketball. For Emporia State, that's their second turnover of the ball game. Both of them on tribal violations. Free throw circle, Green. Now kicks it on the wing right side. One dribble step in. Shot off the mark. No good for Ella Moody. Rebound Emporia State. Faith Paramore into front court. Gives it off to Treasure Joe. Man-to-man defense from Northwest Missouri State. She hands it off to Victoria Price. Almost lost the dribble. Able to maintain control of it. Now takes it in the paint. Stops in front of the basket. Shoots it up. Missed it. Rebound goes to Northwest Missouri State. There to corral it. Kelsey Fields. Gives it off to Hartnett, who brings it into front court. Free throw circle. It goes to Green. Now on the wing right side, trying to drive in the paint. And that's Moody. Kicks it out to Green on the wing right side. She'll dump it down low to a backdoor cutting Kelsey Fields. And that's a second made basket of the first quarter for Northwest Missouri State. 12-5 Lady Hornets. Down to 2:28 to play. Treasure Joe working on the left wing. Swings it right side. Victoria Price for three. Left it a little bit short. Long rebound goes to Northwest Missouri State's Molly Hartnett. What a basketball being brought to you by Next Tech Wireless. Latest in wireless technology. Fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless. Located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Down the floor, Ella Moody knocks down a three-point basket. And it's a 12-8 four-point lead now for Emporia State. It's Northwest Missouri State on a 6-0 run. And Faith Paramore loses the high dribble and turns it over. Here comes Northwest Missouri State. Hot net to the rim. Gets the ball knocked out of her hands from behind by Treasure Job. And Emporia State will stay on defense. The ball will remain in possession of Northwest Missouri State. Heads up play that time by Treasure to knock the ball out of the hands of Molly Hartnett. Hartnett to play it inbounds on the baseline, looking to get the ball inbounds. Have to lob it. It goes into backcourt, and it's going to be tracked down by Kaylee Keston. Keston into front court, swings it on the wing left side to Hartnett. Hartnett back out front to Keston. Now on the wing right side, that's Moody. Gives it back off to Keston. Keston, free throw circle, Green. Gives it off to Hartnett. Shot clock down to 9. Hartnett, bounce pass, gets stolen away. Stevie Stinchcomb, who just checked in, takes it to the basket, kisses it off the glass, and scores the bucket. Stevie Stinchcomb, the freshman out of McAllister, Oklahoma, puts Emporia State up 14-8 after the steal and score. A minute 16 to go. Lob pass to Green into front court. Gives it off to Moody in the traffic. Needs some help. Almost has it knocked away. Gets it to Green. Green tries to drive. Goes baseline. Now feeds it off. Layup missing. No good. Rebound will go out of bounds to Northwest Missouri State. Kelsey Fields had a shot at scoring underneath the basket. Just couldn't quite score it. Ball goes out of bounds to Northwest Missouri State. Substitution for both ball clubs. Back into the Emporia State lineup. Mary Lake. Mary Lake's also checking back in. Katie Harina. Northwest plays it in ball inbounds to Lindsey Kilderman. Now along the baseline, it goes to Jillian Fleming. Skips it across the floor to Kilderman. Gets her shot partially blocked, and the ball goes right into the hands of Mary Lakes for Emporia State. Gives it off to Treasure Joe. Brings it up the floor. Takes it to the wing right side. Little stop and go drive. Spins in the paint. Shot up and gone for Treasure Joe. Wow. What a nice move by Treasure. 16-8. Emporia State up by 8 with 36 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Hornets pressuring in backcourt. Here comes the trap. Ball up the floor. They get it to Green in front court. And we're going to get a foul whistled against Emporia State's Katie Horena. She reached in trying to knock the ball free. It'll be ball out of bounds for Northwest Missouri State. A differential of about 3 seconds between the game clock and the shot clock. Northwest will play it in on the baseline. They'll play it in way out front to Green. Pass on the wing right side to Moody. Her shot off the mark, no good. Rebound to Treasure Job. Almost lost it, able to get it back. And Emporia State will have 13 seconds to work with. Up 16-8. Treasure Job has it across the half-court line. Now goes to work with 6 seconds on the shot clock. Step back for a three. Off the back iron, no good. Battle for the rebound, and a foul's going to be called on Elena Hartman. She didn't have position, and she was trying to strip the rebound free. Just 0.5 of a second on the clock. So no chance of getting a basket to go in for Northwest. They played inbounds, and the first quarter will come to an end. After the first 10 minutes of basketball, the score, Emporia State 16, Northwest Missouri State 8. What a basketball being brought to you by Next Tech Wireless. For the latest wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage, your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Let's pause 1 minute. This is What a Basketball on Mix 104.9.
I'm dreaming of a diamond white Christmas.
Hi, this is Carrie with Carrie's Diamonds. And this holiday season, let me help you make all her jewelry dreams come true. From the diamond stud earrings she's been dropping hints about to the breathtaking wedding ring upgrade you promised her years ago. Let me help your dream girl sparkle, and you can give her the perfect gift from Santa for the one who believes in you all year long. Carrie's Diamonds, located at 1015 Industrial Road, and have a very Carrie's Christmas.
If you want bragging rights for the best night ever, head to Emporia's newest nightclub, The Station, in downtown Emporia. The Station is a space for everyone with an extensive drink menu and late-night eats, pool tables, air hockey, darts, and more. Need space for your crew? The Station is ready for every party with banquet rooms for events big or small for both young and old. For current hours and specials, find The Station on Facebook. The Station at 402 Merchant, where Emporia connects.
Today's best hits. Mix 104.9. KFFX Emporia.
16-10 or 16-8 our score. Emporia State with a lead over Northwest Missouri State. As we go to the second quarter, Northwest will have the ball to start the second quarter. They'll go with Ella Moody, Molly Hartnett, Peyton Kilderman, Jenna Green, along with Kelsey Fields. Emporia State counters with Katie Harina, Treasure Job, Sydney Tenner, Mary Lakes, and Elena Hartman. Emporia State staying in that zone. Bounce pass out front to Hartnett. Hartnett dribbles it top the keep. Bounce pass on the wing left side to Kilderman. Kilderman being trapped. Gets the ball knocked free. Treasure Job gets the steal. And they're going to get a reach-in foul on Kilderman. They had Kilderman trapped. Treasure and Elena. And Treasure able to strip the ball free and gets fouled in the process. Lady Hornets up by 8. That's their biggest lead, or their biggest lead was by 9 at 12-3. Mary Lakes has it left side, now on the wing. It goes to Elena Hartman, waiting for a screen from Mary. Thought about the three, didn't take it. Gives it back to Mary, 12 seconds on the shot clock. Mary dribbles it back down in the paint, taking the defense down, spins, shoots off the glass, and it crawls in for her. And the Hornet fans like that move. She just powered her way down, and Hornets take an 18-8 lead with 9 minutes to go here in the first half. Lady Hornets again applying pressure in backcourt, and Northwest turns it over. They tried to feed it into front court to Kelsey Fields, and she was looking to see what she could do with the basketball before she caught it and then lost control of it and turned it over. Emporia State making a substitution. Back into the lineup. Returns Victoria Price, along with Faith Paramore. Treasure Job into front court, has it top the key, goes left wing, dumps it down low to Mary Lakes. Mary backs it down low, spins, shoots it too strong off the glass, and the off defensive rebound ends up in the hands of Kelsey Fields. Well, that was almost another back and backcourt violation. They had one in the first quarter, but able to get it after Hartnett got it across the half-court stripe. Green down low. Now they kick it back top the key to Hartnett for a three out the back iron. No good. Long rebound, though, goes to Jada Green. And they kick it on the wing right side, and losing the ball out of bounds will be Ella Moody. That ball had a wicked bounce. It's like a shortstop trying to take a bad hop on a ground ball. Scooted out of bounds on her, and the turnover gives it to Emporia State. Audrey Beatty, the 6'2 freshman out of Aubrey, Texas, into the lineup for Emporia State, replacing Mary Lakes. 18-8 Emporia State, 8:08 to play in the half. Victoria Price goes down. Faith Paramore, shot no good, but she's fouled. She'll be at the line to shoot two. Picking up the personal foul will be Kelsey Fields. That is her second personal foul. Second team foul here in the second quarter on Northwest Missouri State. Substitution for Northwest. Kelsey Keston will check into the lineup. Also getting set to check in will be Lauren Iman, 6'2 freshman out of St. Joe, Missouri, as Kelsey Fields sets down. What a basketball being brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control, working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest-free the best it can be. Call McKenzie, 620-342-4222. First free throw by Faith is good. She'll get a second free throw, and this one too strong, and the long rebound goes to Northwest Missouri State's Kaylee Keston. 19-8, Emporia State by 11. That's their biggest lead here in the first half. On the right side, trying to drive the basketball, Moody. Free throw circle to Hartnett. Hartnett looking for some help. Pressure comes out on her. They get it to Green. Back out to Hartnett. She'll launch a three. It's good. Nice ball movement by Northwest Missouri State as Jenna Green found Molly Hartnett open for a three-pointer. 19-11, Emporia State by 8. Here's Faith Paramore for 3. Off the back iron, no good. Emporia State didn't work hard enough for that offensive rebound. Here's a feed up the floor for Northwest. They get it to Keston, and then they're going to call a foul on Emporia State's Sydney Tenner. as she was given a shove to a Northwest Missouri State player. And Sydney Tenner picks up the foul. The 5'10 junior out of Amarillo, Texas, transfer from Seward County Community College. Her first, team first in the second quarter. They have to lob it into backcourt, and Jenna Green will finally track it down. Feeds it off to Kaylee Keston on the wing right side. Now top in between the double circles, it goes to Molly Hartnett. Left wing three, a little bit off the mark. Rebound, though, goes to Northwest Missouri State as Emporia State tried to battle for it. Just couldn't grab a hold of the handle. So Northwest gets another opportunity here. Working on the wing right side. This is Green, skips it across the floor to Moody. Top the key to Hartnett. They get it. Then we're going to get a pass that goes off the foot of an Emporia State Hornet, and they'll put 20 seconds more on the shot clock. A lot of hard work, but no success for the Hornet defense that time. Hartnett trying to get the ball inbounds. Finally does play it inbounds to Jana Green. He gives it back to Hartnett. Has the middle of the floor. Picks up the dribble. Swings it on the wing right side. That's Moody. And we're going to get a reach-in foul on Treasure Job. Actually, they'll call it a blocking foul. And Treasure picks up her first personal foul. Second team foul here in the second quarter on Emporia State. Substitution for Northwest. Lindsay Kelderman checks in, replacing Molly Hartnett. 6:46 to play. Second quarter. 19-11. Emporia State with a lead. Northwest with a basketball. It's been a long possession for the Bearcats. They've had two shot clock resets because of fouls and one because of a kicked ball. Trying to work on the right side. This is Kilderman. Swings it. They get it down low to Green with 1 second on the shot clock, and the shot is up. No good. Rebound tipped out to Treasure Job. Treasure into front court. Has it on the wing left side. Gives it off. Faith Paramore, top the key, thinking about shooting. She'll shoot the three off the side of the rim. No good. Rebound goes to Northwest Missouri State. What a basketball brought to you by Carey's Diamonds for this special gift to celebrate your biggest moments in your life. Maybe Christmas. See Carey's Diamonds, 1015 Industrial, where the difference is you. Left wing three, up and in and out. No good. Battle for the rebound out of bounds, and they're going to get a foul called first. It's going to be ball out of bounds, and they're going to call a foul on Emporia State's Aubrey Beatty. And fresh bodies in for Emporia State. Mary Lakes along with Elena Hartman. Also checking in will be Katie Harina. Sydney Tenner, Treasure Job, and Audrey Beatty set down for Emporia State as Northwest still maintaining control of the basketball, and they still haven't scored. They've had it for a while. Inbounds pass goes into backcourt. Tracked down by Fields. Or correction, make that Keston. Now to Hartnett, who's back out there. Tries to work against Katie Harina. Pass out front, top the key. Keston for three. Long rebound. Goes to Emporia State's Victoria Price. She'll bring it into front court. Takes it from right to left on the dribble. Gives it on the wing to Elena Hartman. Spins. Working on the left. Kicks it out on the wing to Victoria Price, cross-court feed, goes to Katie Harina. Katie, May got away with a double dribble, gives it off to Victoria Price, a little spin move in the paint, gets her shot blocked, but it's loose ball picked up by Mary Lakes. Her layup is missed. She had a perfect opportunity with an easy score, but just couldn't get it to go down. And the Lady Hornets lead 19-11, up by 8. But Northwest Missouri State has struggled to score. They lob it to Hartnett. Holds it high, swings it over on the left side to Keston. Keston gives it off to Green. Green now in the deep corner for a three. Fleming, shot no good. Rebound goes to Elena Hartman, and we're going to get a pushing foul on Emporia State's Elena Hartman. They say Elena Hartman was trying to gain position and gave her a shove. And Larry Hare says, I had no choice but to call it. 4:45 to play in the first half, 19-11, Emporia State with a lead. What a basketball brought to you by Charlie's Place, open 7 days a week with daily specials, 10 TVs to watch sports, play darts, and free pool on select days. Charlie's Place, 116 Commercial in Emporia. Let's pause 1 minute. This is What a Basketball on Mix 104.9.
call the Top Guns, the masters of disaster, when creepy crawly critters show up on the scene.
For over 50 years, McKenzie Pest Control has offered quality service to all of East Central Kansas. With a knowledgeable staff and hometown service, let McKenzie Pest Control make your home or business pest-free the best it can be. Call McKenzie Pest Control. Professionals you can depend on.
McKenzie Pest-Free, the best it can be.
Get the latest 5G devices at Next Tech Wireless. Now you can get the iPhone 14 Pro and the Samsung Galaxy S22 Plus on us, or up to $999 off any other device. And that's not all. You can also get half off a new Apple Watch when you bring your number to us. Next Tech Wireless. We are Kansas.
Today's best hits. Mix 104.9. KFFX Emporia.
4:45 to play, second quarter, 19-11. Emporia State with a lead. That was the fourth team foul on Emporia State, and it was the second personal foul on Elena Hartman. Northwest will have the ball to play inbounds on the baseline. Emporia State has gone a long time without a basket. Here's an inbounds pass that goes into backcourt once again. Tracked down by Keston, who finally gives it off to Molly Hartnett. Emporia State extending their defense now. Back to Keston. Bounce pass, free throw circle to Green. Back to Keston. Pass gets deflected. Ball free, and Emporia State with a steal. Feet up the floor. Treasure Joe goes for the layup. Gets fouled. She'll be at the line to shoot two. Picking up the foul will be Kaylee Keston, the sophomore out of Lawrence Free State High School. Her first 13 foul on Northwest, and Treasure Joe will step to the free throw line. She has 4 points. Emporia State hasn't made a field goal since the 9:09 mark of the second quarter. Mary Lake's layup, first free throw is good for Treasure. That gives her 5 points in the game. Northwest hasn't made a field goal since the 7:45 mark. Second free throw is good. 6 points for Treasure, 21-11. Emporia State with a 10-point lead. Their biggest lead has been by 11 points at 19-8. Here's a steal in backcourt by Elena Hartman, and she tries to feed it in the paint to Treasure Joe, but Treasure gets fouled. Picking up the foul will be Lindsay Kelderman. That is her second, team fourth, and Emporia State will get the ball out of bounds on the baseline. Treasure to play it inbounds. Right of the basket. Treasure looking to get it inbounds, plays it into Mary Lakes, gives it back to Treasure. Treasure 10, shot up and missed. Rebound, battle for it, goes out of bounds. They'll give it to Emporia State. They say Northwest Missouri State was the one to touch it last, as Katie Herenia was battling for that one. She was able to get the deflection off a Northwest player. Emporia State will play it inbounds on the baseline, left of the basket this time. Elena Hartman to play it in, plays it into Mary Lakes. Hands it off to Katie Herenia. Katie down the lane, dribbled it off her foot, and then they'll get the ball back because the high bounce was tapped out of bounds by Northwest Missouri State. So Emporia State, with 15 seconds on the shot clock, gets another opportunity. Victoria Price to play it inbounds this time for Emporia State. Count is on, plays it into Treasure Joe, who has to go high to pull it down. She has it way over on the left side of the floor. Waiting for a screen from Mary Lakes. From 15, shot up and no good. And a battle for the rebound and a foul. They're going to call it on Emporia State. They're going to call it on Katie Herenia. And Katie picks up her second. That is the 15 foul on Emporia State. And we'll go to the other end and we'll shoot some free throws. Stepping to the line will be Lindsay Kelderman, 5'6 freshman out of Urbandale, Iowa. Substitution for Emporia State. Faith Paramore will check in, replacing Katie Herenia. Lindsay Kelderman on the season. This is her first trip to the free throw line, and the first free throw is up and good for Lindsay. Northwest Missouri State playing without three of their key players. Evelyn Vasquez, their starting guard, is out. Also out is Emma Atwood, another guard. And also out is Lauren Gillick, 6'1 freshman. Second free throw is also good for Lindsay Kelderman. 21-13 Emporia State. 3:58 to play here in the first half. Treasure Job across the timeline. Swings it on the wing. Right side. Goes to Victoria Price. Waiting for a screen. Takes it top the key. Swings it back right side to Treasure. Skips it across the floor to Elena Hartman. She'll shoot the three off the side of the brim. No good. A long rebound goes to Northwest Missouri State. Emporia State from the three-point line is 0-1 for 9. That's just 11%. Free throw circle. The feed goes to Fleming. Now on the wing right side, they get it down low into the field. So layup is no good. Rebound goes to Elena Hartman. Here comes Emporia State. Treasure Job has it way out on the wing right side. Three-point shot. Swish. She hit it. 9 points for Treasure Job. A hair crafter's three, and the Lady Hornets are up by 11, 24-13 with 3:08 to play. Hornet basketball being brought to you by The Station, Emporia's nightclub and event venue at 402 Merchant. Open Thursday through Saturday. The Station is where Emporia connects. Down the floor, layup missing for Fleming. Rebound, Mary Lakes, and Emporia State comes the other way. Treasure Job working on the wing left side. Gives it off, Elena Hartman. She'll launch a three. Yes! Back-to-back threes for Emporia State, and hopefully this will prime the pump. And it's 27-13, Emporia State with 2:38 to play in the half. All of a sudden, the Hornets are up by 14. Northwest has the ball taken away, and now the ball gets knocked free. It goes into backcourt. Trying to work with a basketball. This is Keston. Now they get it on the wing right side from 15. Shot up and good by Ella Moody. That gives her 5 points in the game. She's a leading scorer for Northwest Missouri State. 27-15. Hornets on top with 2:12 to go in the half. Neither team lighting it up, that's for sure. Emporia State shooting 34%. Northwest just 23% in the first half. Here's a feed down low. Mary Lakes layup missed it. She's missed at least three of those easy shots. Rebound goes to Northwest Missouri State with a minute 54 to play. Those are the shots you really like to make. She's getting herself in position. She just needs to finish. Here's a three from the deep right corner that's good by Kaylee Keston. 27-18. Hornets up by 9. Led by as many as 14. 5-0 run for Northwest. Treasure Job goes down low to Mary Lakes. Backs in against the defense. Backing her in. Spins to her right. Layup is good for Mary Lakes. This time she finishes. 29-18. Lady Hornets up by 11. Emporia State again. Backcourt pressure. Down to a minute 13 to play in the half. In backcourt, this is Keston. And we're going to get a timeout. Foul called on Emporia State. They call it on Elena Hartman. That's her third. She'll lead the lineup. So will Mary Lakes, and so will Treasure Job. Stevie Stinchcomb checks in. So does Sydney Tenner and Audrey Beatty. What a basketball brought to you by Next Tech Wireless. The latest in wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. At the free throw line, shooting two, Kaylee Keston. Misses the front end of the two-shot opportunity. She'll get a second free throw. 29-18 Emporia State. A minute 8 to play in the half. Second free throw is no good, and the rebound goes to Northwest Missouri State. Offensive rebound going to Kelsey Fields, and as she tries to go back up with a shot, she gets fouled. And they call this foul on Audrey Beatty. That's her second. So two free throws coming here for Kelsey Fields, a sophomore out of Creston, Iowa. Fields on the season, 13 of 23 from the free throw line, 13 of 24. She misses the front end of the two-shot opportunity. 29-18 Emporia State, up by 11, led by as many as 14. Second free throw, she airballed this one. So Emporia State will get the ball. Fields will leave the lineup. Jana Green back in. Stevie Stinchcomb in the front court. Left side gives it off to Faith Paramore. She double dribbled. Turnover gives it to Emporia. A little indecision leads to that turnover. Sydney Tenner, Victoria Price, Stevie Stinchcomb, Faith Paramore, and Audrey Beatty on the floor for the Lady Hornets here for the final 51 seconds. Free throw circle, Green being triple teamed. Now gives it off to Hartnett out front. Hartnett swings it on the wing right side. That's Kelderman. Lindsey Kelderman back out front to Hartnett. Shot clock down to 10. Bounce pass in the left corner. Goes to Moody. Moody in the lane. and then she'll throw it away. She tries to kick it out on the right wing to Lindsay Kilderman. Pass goes off her fingertips out of bounds. Turnover to Emporia State. Treasure Job will check in for Emporia State, replacing Victoria Price. Also checking in for Northwest Missouri State will be Kaylee Keston. Setting down will be Lindsay Kilderman. Also checking in for Emporia State will be Katie Harina, replacing Stevie Stinchcomb. 31.6 seconds to play in the half. 29-18, Emporia State with the lead. Treasure Job will bring the ball across the timeline as they'll try to work as close as they can to the last shot of the first half. Treasure middle of the floor, picked up defensively by Keston. Bounce pass, high post left side, tended for Tenner. It gets knocked away and a steal by Northwest Missouri State. Shot at the other end is good for Ella Moody. 29-20, Treasure Job quickly into front court. Takes it to the wing right side. Back three as the buzzer goes off, comes up short, and we are at halftime. Our score at halftime, Emporia State 29, Northwest Missouri State 20. We'll be back with our Longmont Auto Plaza halftime show right after this timeout. You're listening to Emporia State Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
At Bunge North America, they take great pride in sourcing soybeans grown from our local farmers and turning them into products used by the most trusted names in the food industry. Bunge has been building relationships with farmers and customers for over 200 years to produce quality oilseed to make value-added ingredients. They've worked to understand their needs and develop relationships built on service, quality, satisfaction, and trust. Bunge North America, helping feed the world since 1818.
At Emporia State University, we take academics to the next level. So you can take you to the next level. Biology, nursing, pre-med, pre-law, all the pre's. Teaching, business, computer science, social media, art, theater, music, sport leadership, coaching, psychology, sociology. With over 200 academic programs, the sky's the limit. Learn more and schedule a campus visit at emporia.edu/visit.
It's time now for the Long Pine Auto Plaza Halftime Show. Long Pine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet and Buick dealer in Emporia. Driven by longpineauto.com.
At Long Pine Auto Plaza in Emporia, we're wrapping up the holiday season and kicking off the new year with red tag offers for everyone on most 2022 and 23 models. Unwrap holiday savings on a new Chevy Silverado, Blazer, or Equinox. Qualified buyers can get no payments for 120 days with approved credit. Or celebrate in a top quality pre-owned car, truck, or SUV. No matter what your needs are, you can wrap up your holiday season with a great vehicle that's right for you. At Long Pine Auto Plaza in Emporia, Chevy, find new roads.
Your home for Hornet sports. Today's best hits, Mix 104.9.
29-20 is our score at halftime. Emporia State with a 9-point lead. And this first half would not be one you would put in the record books or in the manual of this is the way offense is supposed to work. Both teams struggling to score the ball. But it might be one on the defensive side on how to maybe maintain control tempo. And, you know, when you can hold teams to 35 and 30% shooting in a half, you must have done something pretty decent defensively. Let's take a look at our halftime stats brought to you by Witten Construction, your trusted hometown construction specialist. Call Joe Witten today for an estimate at 620-343-6054. Looking at the individual numbers first for Northwest Missouri State, they're being led by Ella Moody with 7. She is 1-for-2 beyond the arc, 3-of-6 shooting the ball. 3 points each for Kaylee Keston, Peyton Kelderman, Molly Hartnett. 2 points each for Kelsey Fields and for Lindsay Kilderman. For Emporia State, they're being led by Treasure Job with 9. 5 points for Victoria Price. 6 points for Faith Paramore, 4 for Mary Lakes, 3 points for Elena Hartman, and 2 points for Stevie Stinchcomb. Looking at the team numbers, Northwest Missouri State, 7-23 from the floor for 30%, 4-13 beyond the arc for 30%, 2-6 from the free throw line for 33%. Emporia State was 11 of 31 from the floor for 35%, 3 of 12 from beyond the arc for 25%, and 4 of 5 at the free throw line for 80%. Northwest Missouri State winning the rebounding battle, 20 to 15. They had 4 offensive and 16 defensive rebounds. Their leading rebounder is Kelsey Fields with 5. Emporia State with 5 offensive rebounds, 10 defensive rebounds, and the leading rebounder for Emporia State is Mary Lakes with 4. Northwest Missouri State turned the ball over 15 times in the first half, 6 turnovers for Emporia State, and therein lies the difference with this basketball game. Emporia State had scored 14 points off of those 15 turnovers, only 2 points off of Emporia State, 6 turnovers for Northwest Missouri State. In the paint has been a difference as well, as Emporia State has outscored Northwest Missouri State 16-4. Emporia State has outscored Northwest Missouri State 5-0 on second chance opportunities. And on fast break points, both teams with 4 points. Off the bench, though, Northwest Missouri State has outscored Emporia State 5-2. Lady Hornets led 16-8 at the end of the first quarter. They outscored Northwest 13-12 in the second quarter. They lead at halftime 20-19. Their biggest lead in the first half was by 14 points when they had a 27-13 lead. They led for 18 minutes and 52 seconds. Northwest Missouri State had an early 3-2 lead. Their first basket was a 3-point basket after Emporia State scored the first shot, and their lead only lasted 25 seconds. And here at halftime, Emporia State leads it by a 29-20 margin. Our halftime stats have been brought to you by Witten Construction, your trusted hometown construction specialist. Call Joe Witten today for an estimate, 620-343-6054. We'll be back with more on our Longmont Auto Plaza halftime show right after this timeout. You're listening to Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. The holidays are a special time of year. All of us at Mel's Tire are thankful for your patronage this year. Your loyalty allows us to give back to our local communities. Be safe on winter roads with the Yokohama line of tires. Choose from Yokohama Geolander MT-G003, Avid Ascend LX or GT, or Geolander AT-G015. Merry Christmas from Yokohama and Mel's Tire. 915 Graham, Emporia. Where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
Do we hear sleigh bells in the distance? That's right. It's time for Santa to return to the Flint Hills Mall. You can bring the kids to visit with Santa, share their wish list, and get a photo. Photos are $8 for one or $12 for two. Shop the Flint Hills Mall, homemade Christmas, and holiday vendors for great gift ideas. Visit our Facebook page or flinthillsmall.com for Santa hours.
Let technology bring you closer this holiday season to loved ones near and far. With unlimited data as low as $25 a month, you can get the phone you want with the features you need from the best people. Next Tech Wireless, keeping Kansans connected.
Your home for Hornet sports. Today's best hits, Mix 104.9.
Back at Watt Auditorium, we're at halftime, 29-20. Our score, Emporia State with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. This game has been a little bit on the rugged side when it comes to the scoring part of it. Defense is maybe you've had the upper hand, and some of it's just getting maybe sped up a little bit too much and not being able to finish. Some final scores from today in the MIAA. On the women's side first, it was Washburn over Missouri Western 57-44. Northeastern State, or Rogers State over Northeastern State 54-44. At the half, Central Missouri is leading Pittsburgh State 43-35. On the men's side this afternoon, Northeastern State defeated Rogers State 78-57. Also, Washburn over Missouri Western, 76-51. Yesterday in MIAA play, on the women's side, Nebraska Kearney beat Newman, 59-35, and Fort Hays State over Central Oklahoma, 57-48. Tomorrow, Newman's at Fort Hays State and Central Oklahoma at Nebraska Kearney. In the Big 12 this afternoon, Kansas defeated Indiana, 84-62. Kansas State is playing Nebraska And Kansas State has the early lead 17-13 at about the halfway mark of the first half. That game being played in Kansas City at T-Mobile Center. Also earlier today in the Big 12, it was Oklahoma over Central Arkansas 87-66, and Texas Tech beat Jackson State 102-52. Later on tonight, Wichita State will host Oklahoma State. That game will tip off at 8 o'clock. Here it's 29-20, Emporia State with a lead over Northwest Missouri State. We'll be back with more on our Longmont Auto Plaza halftime show right after this timeout. This is Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Make someone's Christmas by giving them the best-tasting present in town. A gift card from Bruff Sports Bar and Grill, sold in any amount. Great steaks, the biggest and best burgers, the tastiest sandwiches, fish, shrimp, and wonderful salads. Gift cards from Bruff's. No assembly required. A gift card from Bruff's will be loved by anyone with an appetite. Wishing you a joyous Christmas season. Bruff's Sports Bar and Grill, 2640 West 18th.
You might be ready to hit the road this year for the holidays, but is your car? Hi, this is Debbie Williams with Williams Automotive, and staying on top of your routine maintenance is vital to making your travel plans go smoothly. Whether you need an oil change or new tires, the team at Williams Automotive is here to keep your ride ready for the trip. Trust Williams Automotive to keep your family ride running great this season. Family owned and operated for over 30 years, conveniently located at 3105 West 6th Avenue in Emporia.
Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Center offers innovative, cutting-edge physical therapy. From blood flow restriction rehabilitation, dry needling, DARI, a biomechanical movement analysis, fall prevention, and return to sport, Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Center Physical Therapy has over 75 years of combined treatment experience, delivering a successful and positive outcome while making the rehabilitation process pleasant and enjoyable. At Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Center, no referrals are necessary to schedule your therapy appointment. Visit KansasOrtho.com.
Your home for Hornet sports. Today's best hits. Mix 104.9.
Back at White Auditorium, Ron Slaymaker Court, Emporia State. The Lady Hornets leading in halftime, 29-20 over Northwest Missouri State. Besides college basketball going on today, there is NFL action taking place. Earlier today, the Minnesota Vikings rallied from 33 down to defeat the Indianapolis Colts 39-36. That 33-point deficit to overcome and win a game is a NFL record. Other game that is going on right now, Cleveland Browns leading the Baltimore Ravens 13-3. And later on this evening, the Buffalo Bills host the Miami Dolphins. That game could be big. If Miami could come away with a victory, it'd give the Chiefs a little bit of a heads up with the standings as far as Buffalo is concerned. Chiefs will be in action tomorrow at noon when they take on the Houston Texans. The Houston Texans with only one win, but don't let that fool you. The Kansas City Chiefs are taking those Houston Texans very seriously, considering you're down to your final four games and you need every win you can have if you want to be at home for the first round of the playoffs and receive a bye. And right now the Chiefs would not be in that position. If the playoffs were to start this weekend, they would have been at home, but they wouldn't have had home field advantage throughout the playoffs. Next action for the Emporia State basketball teams will come up on Monday. That's Monday afternoon when they take on Missouri Western, their final games before they go on the Christmas break. 1:30 and 3:30 are the game times here at Watt Auditorium. Hope you can maybe sneak away from work on Monday. Maybe talk nicely to the boss and say, hey, let us have the afternoon off and let's go take a company road trip and go to White Auditorium and cheer on the Emporia State basketball teams as they take on Missouri Western. Here are the Emporia State Lady Hornets lead at 29-20 over Northwest Missouri State. We'll be back with the second half right after this timeout. You're listening to Emporia State Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
At Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia, we're wrapping up the holiday season and kicking off the new year with red tag offers for everyone on most 2022 and 23 models. Unwrap holiday savings on a new Chevy Silverado, Blazer, or Equinox. Qualified buyers can get no payments for 120 days with approved credit. Or celebrate in a top quality pre-owned car, truck, or SUV. No matter what your needs are, you can wrap up your holiday season with a great vehicle that's right for you. At Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia, Chevy, find new roads.
This has been the Long Vine Auto Plaza Halftime Show. Long Vine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet and Buick dealer in Emporia.
driven by LongVineAuto.com. Now, stay tuned for the second half.
Let technology bring you closer this holiday season to loved ones near and far. With unlimited data as low as $25 a month, you can get the phone you want with the features you need from the best people. Next Tech Wireless, keeping Kansans connected.
Mackenzie Pest Control has been helping folks solve their toughest pest problems for over 50 years. The methods and techniques have changed over the years, but their commitment to quality and customer service hasn't. When you find yourself needing professional service, call Mackenzie Pest Control, serving communities throughout East Central Kansas. Mackenzie Pest Control, pest free, the best it can be.
Mackenzie Pest Free, the best it can be.
Today's best hits, Mix 104.9, KFFX, Emporia.
29-20, our score as we get set for the second half. Emporia State will have the ball to start the second half. Emporia State will go with their starting five of Treasure Joe, Elena Hartman, Mary Lakes, Victoria Price, and Faith Paramore. Northwest Missouri State will counter with Molly Hartnett, along with Jenna Green, Ella Moody, Kelsey Fields, and Peyton Kilderman. Hornets playing to the basket to our left as we view it here courtside. Treasure out front, bounce pass, high post right side, Elena Hartman. She'll step back to the three-point line, thought about the three, gives it off to Treasure Joe, way over on the right elbow. Shot clock down to 15, gets a screen from Mary Lakes, takes it in the paint, kicks it out, Elena Hartman. She'll launch a three, left it short, rebound goes to Northwest Missouri State. Lady Hornets got the shot they were looking for, just didn't knock it down, and that's been a challenge for the Lady Hornets, knocking down that three-point shot. Talked about it a lot to Coach Toby Wynn. Here's a three at the other end that's on the way, and it's out the back iron. No good. Nobody there to rebound for Emporia State. Putback attempt, no good for Fields, and the rebound ends up in the hands of Northwest Missouri State. Emporia State just too far away from the basket and didn't get themselves in possession. They get it down along the baseline. Here's a bad pass that gets intercepted by Faith Paramore. Feeds it up the floor, Elena Hartman. Victoria Price, left wing three. It bounces in. She got the friendly roll, and Victoria Price knocks down a hair crafter's three, and that gives her 8 points in the game, and the Lady Hornets are up by 12. Corey Stay will apply backcourt pressure. Colmar Craft, 620-342-6172. Make your appointment to get your haircut at Haircrafters at 1027 Commercial, downtown Emporia. Hartnett in the traffic. Bad pass gets intercepted by Treasure Job. Treasure pushing the ball up the floor from the free throw line. Pulls up. No. Rebound goes to Green for Northwest Missouri State. 32-30 Emporia State. 8:27 to play. We're in the third quarter. Molly Hartnett across the timeline. Picks up the dribble. Swings it left side to Moody. Moody drives it to the free throw circle, gives it off to Hartnett. Out front the key, down along the baseline to Fields. Her shot is good, and she's fouled by Mary Lakes, who's a little slow to rotate to the baseline. So Fields gets her second field goal, and she'll get an and one. The foul is on Mary Lakes, her first. First team foul on Emporia State here in the third quarter. She got caught playing too high up on the paint that time, and the free throw is no good, and the rebound, Mary Lakes with the basketball. 32-22, Emporia State with a 10-point lead. In the front court, Treasure Joe gives it out to Faith Paramore. Goes from right out top the key. Gets a nice screen from Mary Lakes. Now to Elena Hartman. Elena down the lane to the rim. Tried to feed it off to Mary Lakes, and that pass not very good. And the ball gets stolen away by Kelsey Fields. Mary Lakes hustling down the floor. Get down there defensively. Out front with a Hartnett. Swings it left side to Moody. Moody trying to drive with it. Gets it taken away from her by Treasure Joe. Treasure leading the break. Has it out front. Pulls up from front of the free throw line. Shot good for Treasure Joe. She gets the steal and the score. 34-22 Emporia State. Hornets applying backcourt pressure. Northwest gets it into front court with a pass to Green. Green trying to drive, goes along the baseline to Moody from 15. Shot is good. Ella Moody with nine. Leading scorer for Northwest Missouri State. Makes it 34-24 Emporia State. Want a basketball? Brought to you by Mackenzie Pest Control. Working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests. all year long. Pest free the best it can be. Call McKenzie at 620-342-4222. Left side, Faith Paramore on the dribble. Top the key, tries to go down the lane, gets to the rim, scoop shot no good, battle for the rebound, Bill being tipped around. Northwest Missouri State comes up with it, but stepping out of bounds, trying to find somebody to pass it to. Ella Moody, and the turnover gives it to Emporia State. Substitutions for Emporia State: Sydney Tinner, Audrey Beatty, along with Katie Perinha, as Mary Lakes, Faith Paramore, and Elena Hartman set down. Northwest Missouri State makes a substitution as well. Emporia State plays it inbounds to Audrey Beatty to Treasure out on the right left side. Penetrates in the paint. Gives it back to Audrey Beatty. Beatty tried to drive baseline. Spinning in the lane. Shoots it up and it crawls in for a nice little move along the baseline by Audrey Beatty. And Emporia State up by 12 at 36-24. Like that little move. Jillian Fleming is new on the floor for Northwest Missouri State. Here's Moody trying to drive down the lane. Puts up a shot partially blocked by Audrey Beatty. And loose rebound goes to Victoria Price, and she'll bring it into front court. Has it on the wing right side. Keeping the dribble. Now hands it off to Katie Harinu, who goes from right to left on the dribble. Takes it down the left lane. Tries to go down towards the baseline. Gets shoved by Ella Moody. She had a forearm in the side and gave her a little bit of a nudge. Officials saw that, and they called the foul. First personal foul on Ella Moody. First team foul on Northwest Missouri State. Moody leaves the lineup. She'll be replaced by Lindsay Kilderman for Northwest Missouri State. 36-24, Emporia State by 12 in the basketball. Katie Harinha plays it inbounds to Victoria Price, who gives it off to Audrey Beatty. Audrey dribbles it once, now hands it off to Katie Harinha, trying to work around a screen. Now gives it back to Audrey Beatty. Gives it back to Katie Harinha. Harinha to the rim, lays it off the glass and scores it. Katie Harinha powers to the basket, gets her first two-pointer of the night, and the Lady Hornets have a 38-24 lead. 5:50 to play here in the third quarter. Out front with the basketball, Hartnett. Picked up by Treasure Job. Dribbling it to the right side. Now tries to lob it in the deep right corner. Gets it into the hands of Kilderman. Almost has it stripped. And here's a steal by Treasure Job as she stole it away from Hartnett. And then Hartnett's going to be whistled for the foul. She tries to apply some extra pressure on Treasure Job. And Emporia State will get the ball out of bounds. 5:34 to play in the third quarter. 38-24. Emporia State with a lead. Elena Hartman into the lineup, replacing Victoria Price. What a basketball brought to you by the station, Emporia's Nightclub. An event venue at 402 Merchant, open Thursday through Saturday. The station is where Emporia connects. Get in the game. 38-24, 14-point lead for Emporia State. That's their biggest of the ball game. Treasure Job has it on the wing right side. Penetrates, 15-footer, and a little bit short. Rebound, battled for, and they're going to get Audrey Beatty for reaching over the top. That's going to be her third personal foul. Northwest will make a substitution. Kaylee Keston checks in. Checking out will be Peyton Kilderman. That is the second team foul on Emporia State here in the third quarter. Northwest trying to get the ball inbounds. Emporia State applying backcourt pressure. Molly Hartnett played it inbounds. Now has the ball. Now gives it up the floor to Keston. Keston bringing it up the sideline. Gets past the defense. Oh, she almost double dribbled. Here comes the trap on her, and we're going to get a timeout taken by Northwest Missouri State. It comes with 5:12 to play in the third quarter. Emporia State leading 38-24. What a basketball being brought to you by Next Tech Wireless for the latest wireless technology. Fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Let's pause 1 minute. You're listening to What a Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Is right around the corner, and the perfect jewelry gift at the perfect price is waiting for you at Carrie's. Hi, this is Carrie with Carrie's Diamonds, and with beautiful jewelry starting as low as $79, your gift will be a hero without making your bank account show zero. Stop by and check out our beautiful jewelry options for every budget. Carrie's Diamonds, located at 1015 Industrial Road across from the fairgrounds. Have a very Carrie's Christmas.
Do Did you know that Bunge operates in more than 40 countries? From the facility in Emporia, they're able to combine local expertise with global capabilities to deliver outstanding results for their customers, shareholders, and society. Bunge provides their customers with a global perspective of the marketplace, combined with individual care and attention. Proudly helping feed the world since 1818, Bunge North America, the shortest distance from harvest to market.
Your home for Hornet sports. Today's best hits. Mix 104.9.
5:12 to play. Third quarter, 38-24. Emporia State with a 14-point lead. They've outscored Northwest Missouri State 9-4 here in this third quarter. Northwest Missouri State with the basketball after they called the timeout. They'll go deep right corner for a three. That's good. Knocking down the three, Julian Fleming. Jillian, the sophomore out of Kansas City, Missouri, by way of Liberty, makes it a 38-27, 11-point Emporia State lead. Treasure Job with the basketball. Gets it down low to Christina Walsh, and she's going to be fouled from behind. They call a foul on Jillian Fleming. It'll be Hornet basketball out of bounds. And it'll take us, I guess, this is our media timeout. I guess it depends on which gym you're at, whether that would have been a media timeout the first time or not. But we'll keep it right here for the time being. That gives us a chance to maybe look at some of the other scores around the MIAA. Not much else going on today, as we mentioned earlier. On the women's side, it was Missouri Western defeating Washburn 57-44. And Rogers State defeated Northeastern State 54-45. On the men's side of things, they're not giving us the updated scores on that. One of the things I don't like about the MIAA scoreboard, sometimes they don't show the scores. But Washburn defeated Missouri Western on the men's side 76-51. Northeastern State over Rogers State 78-57. Other game going on tonight. Central Missouri is at Pittsburgh State. And in that game, it is Central Missouri leading Pittsburgh State 62-55 with 3:14 to play in the third quarter. Here it's 38-27, Emporia State with a lead over Northwest Missouri State. Emporia State will have the ball to play inbounds on the baseline. It'll be Sydney Tenner to play it inbounds for Emporia State. Count is on, plays it in to Christina Walsh, fakes the handoff, now keeps it on the wing right side, now hands it off to Sydney Tenner. Sydney, with 13 seconds on the shot clock, gets a screen from Christina Walsh, now to Katie Harina, and we're going to get a foul called on Lindsay Kilderman. Used her forearm, got a bump on Emporia State's Katie Harina. That'll be the third personal foul on Kilderman, 14th foul on the Bearcats. Emporia State plays it in. Christina Walsh to Treasure for a three, left it short. Rebound will go out of bounds to Northwest Missouri State. Christina Walsh was headed up the floor, and Northwest Missouri State player threw it off of her, and it goes out of bounds, and Northwest will keep the basketball. We'll get the basketball. 38-27, Emporia State with the lead. Northwest with the ball in backcourt. They're being pressured. Emporia State applying pressure, about pass into front court. Working on the left side, that's Keston. Now gives it off to Kilderman. Out front to Hartnett. Back to Kilderman on the left side. Back to Hartnett. Free throw circle to Green. Skips it in the corner to Kilderman. Kilderman from five. Shot is good along the baseline left side. Lindsay Kilderman with her first made field goal. She has four, and it's 38-29. Emporia State's 14-point lead is now down to nine. Treasure Joe working on the wing right side. Driving to the basket, puts up the shot, gets fouled. She'll be at the line to shoot a pair. Reaching in, blocking the shot, but getting part of the body will be Kaylee Keston. That's her second. And that'll put Treasure Job at the free throw line, shooting two free throws. Substitutions for Emporia State. Mary Lake into the lineup. Also back into the lineup returns Faith Paramore. Treasure's first free throw is good. Is it hit the front end of the rim, hit the back of the rim, and went through? That gives Treasure 12 points on the afternoon. Second free throw was also good. And Emporia State's lead back up to 11. Treasure leaves the lineup, replaced by Victoria Price. 3:48 to play here in the third. 40-29, Emporia State with the lead. Warner Basketball being brought to you by Carey's Diamonds for the special gift to celebrate the biggest moments in your life at 1015 Industrial. It's Carey's Diamonds, where their difference is you. Northwest with a basketball. This is Hartnett. Swings it to the right side. Keston. Keston picks up the dribble, swings it back to Hartnett. Hartnett with a drive. Stops, needing some help. Skips it across the floor to Keston from 15. Shot rims out, no good. Offensive rebound goes to Kelsey Fields. As she goes up with a shot, they say she's going to get fouled. And that foul's going to be called on Mary Lakes, who looked like she had a clean block. But the official underneath the basket said, nope, that's not a clean block. That's a foul. So going to the free throw line will be Kelsey Fields, and the first free throw rims away, no good. 4 points for Kelsey Fields. She's currently 0 for 3 from the free throw line. She'll get a second free throw, and this one is up, and this one's also no good. And the rebound gets tipped around, and Mary Lakes ends up with it. Emporia State in the basketball. Into front court comes Katie Herenia. Katie takes it to the left side of the floor, feeds it top the key. Elena Hartman open for three. It rimmed out. It was halfway down. And she just didn't get it to go down. It was about halfway down and spun out on her. Right wing three. That one's way off the mark. For Northwest Missouri State's Lindsay Kelderman. Emporia State comes the other way. Katie Herenia to the basket. Layup crawls in for her. Katie Herenia going coast to coast. She has four, and it's 42-29 Emporia State. Up by 13. Hornets applying backcourt pressure with 2:36 to play in the quarter. Leading 42-29. Northwest gets the ball in the front court. Going for the steal. Northwest able to maintain control of the basketball. Left elbow three. Swish. For Kaylee Keston. That's her second made three. She has six in the ballgame. Hornets up by 10. 2:16 to go. Katie Herenia working out front. Dribbles it from right to left. Picks up the dribble. Goes down low. Mary Lakes. Layup is good for Mary Lakes. She got it about low blocks and just took it right to the rim. 44-32 Lady Hornets. Minute 58 to play in the quarter. Northwest breaks the press. Feed out front goes to Hartnett. Hartnett dribbles it, picks up the dribble, now feeds it along the baseline. Oh, had a wide open shot, did Fields, but didn't take the shot. Now they get it back down to Fields. Fields working against Mary Lakes. Pass gets deflected. Goes right to Northwest Missouri State's Kelly Green. Her shot missed, and the rebound to Emporia State. Lady Hornets into front court. Faith Paramore working off a screen being set by Mary Lakes, and they're going to call her for a moving screen. She didn't stay set long enough. She was trying to maybe run a pick and roll, and the officials call it a moving screen. What a basketball being brought to you by Next Tech Wireless, the latest in wireless technology. Fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Treasure Joe back in for Emporia State. Also in is Christina Walsh. 44-32, Emporia State by 12. Left wing three, missed it. Rebound, battle four, and we're going to get a jump ball. Alternate possession, we'll put it in the hands of Northwest Missouri State. Northwest to play it inbounds on the baseline, right of the basket. Hartnett plays it way out front to Keston. Picked up by Treasure Joe. Feeds it on the wing right side. That's Kelderman. Here's a three that's missing everything from Hartnett. Here's a feed up the floor to Victoria Price. Layup at the other end. Crawls off, no good. Rebound goes to Northwest Missouri State. Hornets had an opportunity, just didn't capitalize. Hartnett with a rebound and brings it into front court. Has it top the key. 49 seconds to play here in the third. 44-32 Emporia State. Here's a pass that gets deflected by Elena Hartman to Christina Walsh, and Emporia State gets a steal. Treasure across the timeline. Driving to the basket, gets bumped. Shot no good, but she'll be at the line shooting two. Picking up the personal foul for Northwest Missouri State will be Callie Keston. It'll be her third, 15th foul on Northwest Missouri State. It comes with 32 seconds to play in the quarter. Treasure Job with 13 points, 4 for 4 from the free throw line. First free throw is good for the junior out of Wichita South High School. She'll get a second free throw. She's the only player in double figures in this game. Low scoring affair. Second free throw rims out. 45-32, Emporia State up by 13. 26 seconds to go. Hartnett has it middle of the floor. Treasure Job on her. Drifts to the right side of the floor. Tries to get around a screen. Feeds it on the wing right side. Looking at the three was Kelderman. And we're going to get a kicked pass. Ball goes out of bounds to Northwest Missouri State. Can't reset the shot clock to 20 because the game clock shows 14. So not a bad deal. Northwest had played the ball in bounds. They'll play it out front to Keston. Gives it back to Hartnett. Hartnett, bounce pass on the wing. Left side to Fleming. To Hartnett in the lane. And we're going to get a foul. They're going to call that on Christina Walsh. Should be ball out of bounds because the foul came before she even took the shot. Stepping to the line will be Molly Hartnett. Hartnett with only 3 points in this game. Free throw up and good. That's her first point of the second half. Fourth point of the ball game. She made a three-pointer in the first half. 4.1 seconds left in the third quarter. Second free throw is also good for Hartnett. That gives her 5 points. 45-34. Treasure Job feeds it up the floor. Victoria Price as the shot clock goes up. Off the mark, no good. And we're through three quarters of play. Our score, Emporia State 45, Northwest Missouri State 34. What a basketball being brought to you by PT Associates. Like ESU basketball, PT Associates is committed to excellence. PT Associates of Emporia at 12th and Industrial, where hard work pays off. Let's pause 1 minute. This is Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Do you or someone you know have a bed bug problem? If you find yourself facing this unpleasant circumstance, call McKenzie Pest Control. They have the knowledge, the equipment, and the experience to handle your bed bug problem using the latest products and techniques, including heat treatment, which can safely and effectively eliminate bed bug infestations. Call McKenzie Pest Control. Professionals you can depend on.
McKenzie Pest Free, the best it can be.
Get the latest 5G devices at Next Tech Wireless. Now you can get the iPhone 14 Pro and the Samsung Galaxy S22 Plus on us, or up to $999 off any other device. And that's not all. You can also get half off a new Apple Watch when you bring your number to us. Next Tech Wireless. We are Kansas.
Your home for Hornet sports. Today's best hits. Mix 104.9.
45-34, Emporia State with a lead by 11. Their biggest lead has been by 14 when they led 38-24 in the third quarter. Emporia State will have the ball to start the fourth quarter. Elena Hartman, Treasure Job, Faith Paramore, Mary Lakes, and Victoria Price on the floor for the Lady Hornets. Treasure has it out front. Bounce pass high post goes to Elena Hartman. Gets a screen from Mary Lake. Steps back for the free. Sets up. Shoots the three. Off the mark. No good. Rebound goes to Northwest Missouri State. The Bearcats go with Molly Hartnett, Lindsay Kelderman, Jaina Green, Jillian Fleming, and Kaylee Keston. Here's a three that's down from the right elbow by Lindsay Kelderman. That gives her 7 points, and it's an 8-point lead for Emporia State at 45-37. Treasure Job has it top the key. Bounce pass on the wing right side goes to Faith Paramore. Faith kicks it on the wing left side to Elena Hartman. Now to Victoria Price. Top the key to Treasure Job. Treasure back to Faith Paramore. Down low, they try to go to Mary Lakes. The ball gets tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Northwest Missouri State. Lady Hornets have 6 seconds on the shot clock. Treasure to play the ball in bounds. Plays it into Mary Lakes, who gives it to Treasure Job, who lays it up and in. Treasure Job was 16. 47-37, Emporia State by 10. Again, Emporia State applying backcourt pressure. Northwest throws it into front court from the free throw line. Shot on the way. Missed it badly. Did Kelderman, and the rebound to Emporia State's Mary Lakes, and Coach Toby Wynn says, let's go, let's push it. Treasure Job driving to the basket, puts it off the glass, missed it. Rebound out of bounds. They're going to say it was last touch by Emporia State. And Coach Toby Wynn is saying, hey, how can that be off my player? And Larry Hare saying, that's not my call. I think Coach Toby Wynn wanting a block call, and he's not going to get that call. Mary Lakes out of the lineup, replaced by Audrey Beatty. 47-37 Emporia State, 8:33 to play in the game. Hornets applying again, backcourt pressure. Hartnett gets it up the floor to Keston. Keston into front court. On the right wing, Fleming working against Faith Paramore. Pass saved from going out of bounds by Hartnett. Right along the boundary on the left side. They get it to the free throw circle. Now on the wing left side, Green for three. She hit it. Jada Green, her first basket of the ballgame. It's a three, and it's 47-40, a seven-point lead. Northwest Missouri State has now made seven threes in this basketball game. Here's Treasure Job, and we're going to get a double dribble on Treasure and the turnover for Emporia State, and the Lady Hornets getting sped up right now. They need to maybe they slow down just a little bit, keep working for that easy basket. What a basketball brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control. Working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest-free the best it can be. Call McKenzie at 620-342-4222. Northwest beats the press. Three-point shot from the left wing. It's off the mark. No good for Kelderman. Rebound goes to Faith Paramore, and a foul's going to be called on Northwest Missouri State, I believe. They call the foul on Jillian Fleming. That's her second. First team foul of the second half on Northwest. Sydney Tenner checks in for Emporia State. So does Katie Harina. Setting down will be Faith Paramore and Elena Hartman. 47-40 Emporia State. 7:41 to play. Treasure Job will bring the ball into front court. Takes it to the left side of the floor. Picks up the dribble. Goes to Audrey Beatty on the wing. Looking for a cutter. Now back to Treasure Job. Gets a screen from Beatty along the baseline. Treasure layup missed, but she gets fouled. She'll be at the line to shoot a pair. Picking up the personal foul. It'll be on Jaina Green, her first team foul, number two on the Bearcats. Treasure Job with 16 points. First free throw is good, gives her 17. She is 6 of 7 from the free throw line. And the second free throw is also good for Treasure. That gives her 18 points, her season average. Substitution for Northwest Missouri State. Peyton Kelderman checks in, replacing Lindsay Kelderman. The one twin sister replacing the other. Emporia State pressuring on the inbounds play. Northwest will finally get it into front court. Almost turn it over, but they're able to track down the loose basketball. Here's a three that gets partially blocked, and the ball goes right into the hands of Katie Harina. It was Peyton Kelderman's three that got partially blocked. Here's Treasure Job working on the wing left side. Gets it down low to Audrey Beatty, spinning to her left. Shot missed it. Rebound gets tipped out to Sydney Tenner. Her shot is good. And Sydney Tenner gets her first basket since early this season. And it's 51-40 Emporia State by 11. Lady Hornets again pressuring. Northwest into front court with Keston. Keston in the lane, nobody to shoot to. Kicks it out to Hartnett on the left elbow. Free throw circle to Keston. Keston trying to drive. Now they work it into the right corner, driving baseline. This is Fleming. It gets cut off. They get it to Hartnett. Shot clock down to 7. Hartnett has it knocked free. Ball free on the floor. And we're going to get a jump ball call. Alternate possession to Northwest Missouri State. Shot clock will be at 2. Stevie Stinchcomb will check in for Emporia State to give Treasure Job a break. Northwest will play it inbounds on the baseline, left of the basket. Count is on. They'll lob it way out for a three, and the three is no good, but the offensive rebound goes to Northwest Missouri State. Missing the three was Peyton Kelderman getting the offensive rebound. Jenna Green, and she gets fouled. She'll be at the line to shoot two. Picking up the foul for Emporia State will be Audrey Beatty. That's her fourth. First team foul here in the fourth quarter on Emporia State, and Jenna Green steps to the free throw line. The Omaha, Nebraska Natives free throw is good. Gives her 4 points. Both teams with Northwest has now outscored Emporia State 7-6 here in this fourth quarter. Second free throw also good for Green. Substitution for Northwest Missouri State. Kelsey Fields into the lineup, replacing Jillian Fleming. 51-42, 9-point lead for Emporia State. In the front court with a basketball, Stevie Stinchko, the McAlester, Oklahoma native. Working on the left side, keeping the dribble, gives it off to Beatty, just inside the three-point stripe. Shot good! It's a two-pointer for Audrey Beatty, but a big basket for Emporia State as the Lady Hornets are up by 11, 53-42. Hornets again applying backcourt pressure. Northwest gets it across and going for a steal was Victoria Price, but they're going to call a foul on Stevie Stinchcomb for putting too much pressure on Northwest Missouri State. That'll be her first personal foul, second team foul. Oh. 53-42, Emporia State by 11, 5:55 to play. Hartnett dribbled it off her foot, but they don't call that on her. Almost lost it. She able to maintain possession of it. She has the ball. Now swings it right side to Kelderman for three. Off the mark, no good. Battle for the rebound goes out of bounds to Emporia State. Could have called a foul on Northwest Missouri State, but they give the ball to the Hornets. What a basketball being brought to you by Bungie North America, dedicated to improving the global agribusiness and food production chain since 1818. Elena Hartman will check in for Emporia State, replacing Victoria Price. So it's Katie Harina, Sydney Tinner, Audrey Beatty, Stevie Stinchcomb, and Elena Hartman. This is Beatty, gives it off to Katie Harina on the left side. A little stop and go along the baseline, gets a screen from Audrey. Now circles it back out, gives it off to Elena Hartman. Right corner three, swish! A hair crafter's three for Elena Hartman. That gives her six, and the Lady Hornets are up by 14. Once again with 5:12 to play in the game. Call Mark Kraft, 620-342-6172. Make your appointment at Hair Crafters at 1027 Commercial downtown Emporia, and we got a 10-second violation on Northwest Missouri State as they could not get the ball into front court. Turnover to the Lady Hornets. Lady Hornets will have the ball to play inbounds just to the right of their bench. Elena Hartman to play it in. Trying to find somebody open. Gets it into Audrey Beatty. Fake the handoff. Goes back door to Stevie Stinchcomb. Layup good. Oh, wow. What an assist for Audrey Beatty and a finish for Stevie Stinchcomb as they go back door. And the Lady Hornets are their biggest lead at 58-42 with 4:50 to play. That was pretty. Couple of freshmen hooking up on that one. This is Hartnett, feeds it out front to Kelderman, back to Hartnett on the wing left side. Hartnett looking for somebody to pass it to, throws it over on the right side. That's a Kelderman. They get it down along the baseline to Green in the paint. Layup missing for Kelsey Fields, but they say she was fouled by Elena Hartman. She'll get free throws for Elena. That is her fourth, and that takes us to our media timeout. 4:28 to play in the game. 58-42, Emporia State with a 16-point lead, their biggest of the ball game. What a basketball brought to you by Charlie's Place, open 7 days a week with daily specials. 10 TVs to watch sports, play darts, and free pool on select days. A 116 commercial in Emporia that spots 1 minute. You're listening to What a Basketball on Mix 104.9.
At Emporia State University, you can investigate your interests, discover your dreams, and pursue your passion. With more than 200 academic programs, whatever your interest today or tomorrow, we have it. At ESU, you'll get hands-on experience that will set you apart. The sky is the limit. When you start here, you'll be ready to go anywhere. Learn more and schedule a campus visit at emporia.edu/visit.
Get your Monster Taco Night Fix Thursdays at the station, 402 Merchant in Emporia. Tired of cooking all week? Let them handle dinner with some favorite Mexican cravings like tacos, crispitos, burritos, taco pizzas, and more. Wash it all down with a margarita or Thursday drink special. Stay and play. You'll find pool tables, cornhole, darts, and more. Need space for your crew? This station is ready for every party with banquet rooms for events big or small. The station, 402 Merchant, where Emporia connects.
Today's best hits, Mix 104.9, KFFX, Emporia.
58-42 our score, Emporia State leading Northwest Missouri State. Northwest Missouri State's Kelsey Fields at the free throw line. She gets two free throws here. Fields in this game is 0 for 5 from the free throw line. Make it 0 for 6. And she'll get a second free throw here. Emporia State has been whistled for 3 fouls. Northwest by for 2 here in this fourth quarter. And the second free throw is good for Fields. 58-43 Emporia State. Treasure Joby, Lena Hartman, Mary Lakes, Faith Paramore, and Katie Jarena on the floor for Emporia State. Elena Hartman skips it to the left side. Jarena open for 3. No. Rebound goes to Northwest Missouri State's Jaina Green. Feeds it off to Kilderman. Kilderman to Hartnett. Picked up by Treasure Job. Asking for some help. Now gives it off to Kilderman. Back to Hartnett. Gets it down along the baseline to Fields. Her shot missing. Rebound Mary Lakes. Nice defense down low by both Mary Lakes and Elena Hartman. 58-43 Lady Hornets. 3:46 to play. Treasure goes down low to Mary Lakes. Puts it to the floor. Backs down the defense. Gets it in the paint. Around her goes. Kisses it off the glass. Missed the layup and a battle for the rebound. Won by Kelsey Fields, but Katie Jarena trying to strip it from her. Gets whistled for a foul. That's going to be her third, fourth team foul. Fields will lead the lineup for Northwest Missouri State. Checking back in will be Jillian Fleming. Hornet basketball brought to you by Emporia State University. Preparing students to go from classroom to career. Learn more at emporia.edu. 58-43 Emporia State. 3:28 to play. Northwest in the front court. Kelderman. That's Lindsay, or make that Peyton Kelderman. Baseline shot is good. That's her second made field goal. It's only a two-pointer. That gives her 5 in the ball game. 58-45 Emporia State. Up by 13. 3:08 to go. Treasure Joe goes from right to left. Takes it out to the three-point line. Now gives it out to Faith Paramore, working on the wing right side. Steps back. Gets it down low. Mary Lakes. And they're going to call a charge on Mary Lakes. She was in the arc. But they're calling, telling her. That's a fourth foul on Mary Lakes. Mary Lakes has 4. Elena Hartman has 4. And Andre Beatty has 4. Substitution for Emporia State. Victoria Price checks in, replacing Katie Jarena. Northwest being pressured in backcourt. Finally get it into front court with a pass to Kilderman, Peyton Kilderman. On the right side, goes down low to Fleming, gets her pass deflected. They kick it out to Hartnett for a 3. She nailed it from the left wing. That gives her 8. She has 5 of her points here in the second half. 2:31 to play, 58-48, Emporia State by 10. Treasure Job down the lane, gets bumped as she's going for the layup. It'll be a foul on Jaina Green, and Treasure Job will be going to the free throw line once again. She is 7 of 8 from the charity stripe. She's leading Emporia State with 18 points. And that's team foul number 3 on Northwest Missouri State. Treasure Job's first free throw is good. 19 points for Treasure. Number 2 leading scorer in the MIAA this season. Sydney Tinner and Katie Jarena will check in. as the second free throw is also good. 20 points for Treasure. Mary Lakes and Faith Paramore will check out. 60-48, Emporia stay with the lead. It's a 12-point advantage. They've led by as many as 16 here in the fourth quarter. Down to 2:22 to play. Hartnett gets it across the timeline. Picks up the dribble. Top the free throw circle. Kelderman now gives it back to Hartnett. Takes it in between the double circle. Swings it right side to Lindsey Kelderman. Back out front to Hartnett. Now on the left side, it's Peyton Kelderman knocks down a three-point shot. She has eight, 60-51. Nine-point Emporia State lead with a minute 57 to play. Treasure across the timeline. Has it on the right side. Now in between the double circles. Drives left side. Tries to turn the corner. Gets bumped by Jillian Fleming, who picks up her third foul, fourth team foul. It'll be ball out of bounds for Emporia State. Faith Paramore and Mary Lakes will check in for Emporia State. Katie Harina and Sydney Tenner will check down for the Lady Hornets. Faith Paramore will play the ball in bounds for Emporia State. Substitution for Northwest. This is Kaylee Keston will check in, replacing Molly Hartnett. Nobody in double figures for Northwest Missouri. Peyton Kelderman with 10 points and double figures. Here's a backdoor feed that was intended for Treasure Joe, but she saves it, but it goes right in bounds to Northwest Missouri State. Mary tried to go backdoor to Treasure, trying to drive the baseline, and a foul's going to be called on Emporia State. This will be Peyton Kelderman trying to drive the baseline. She gets fouled. She'll go to the free throw line. Picking up the personal foul will be Faith Paramore, her second. Faith and Mary Lakes will check out for Emporia State. Back into the lineup, Sydney Tenner and Katie Harina. 60-51, Emporia State with a nine-point lead. A minute 37 to play in the game. At the free throw line, it's Peyton Kelderman, and she knocks down the first free throw. That gives her 11 points. What a basketball brought to you by Next Tech Wireless, the latest in wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Second free throw also good for Peyton Kelderman. That gives her 12 points. 60-53, Emporia State up by 7 with a minute 31 to play. Emporia State going to try to line up four on the baseline. Treasure Job has it out front. Shot clock down to 14. Coming out to defender. This will be Keston. Gets past Keston. Gets to the rim. Scores the bucket and draws the foul. Count it. Picking up the foul will be Keston, her fourth. Going to the free throw line, Treasure Job. She just went one-on-one with Keston. Won the battle and gets the basket and the end one. Free throw good for Treasure. That gives her 23 points in the ball game. And Emporia State's lead back up to 10 at 63-53 with a minute 12 to play. Again, Emporia State applying backcourt pressure. In the backcourt, Fleming gets it across to Hartnett, into front court to Lindsey Kelderman. This is Fleming. Now to Peyton Kelderman for a three, and she hit it. Peyton Kelderman with 15, and Northwest Missouri State has now made 11 three-point baskets. Elena Hartman to Victoria Price in the deep right corner, and a foul's going to be called on Northwest Missouri State, and free throws coming for Victoria Price. That foul whistled against Jillian Fleming. That is her fourth. Fifth team foul, and Victoria Price will step to the free throw line with two free throws to shoot. And that's the line Emporia State has taken advantage of. They are 12 of now 15 as the first free throw misses. 63-56, Emporia State with a lead. 7-point lead with 46 seconds to go. Make it an 8-point lead as the second free throw is good, and timeout's going to be taken by Northwest Missouri State. Emporia State's biggest lead was by 16 points with 4:28 to play in the fourth quarter at 58-42. Since that time, Northwest Missouri State has gone on a 14-6 run. and most of it coming from the three-point line, as they are 11 of 29 from beyond the arc. Emporia State is 5 of 19. They're 23 of 55 from the floor for 41%, 13 of 16 from the free throw line. Being out rebounded 36 to 27. They have forced 22 turnovers and have scored 24 points off those turnovers. Northwest gets the ball to play inbounds in front court. They play it into Green to Hartnett. Hartnett working out front. Gives it out to Peyton Kelderman. Green along the baseline. Has the ball knocked free, and Emporia State with a steal. Elena Hartman has it, and then she gets fouled with 33 seconds to play in the game. And picking up the foul will be Jillian Fleming. She fouls out with 33 seconds to play and 2 points scored. Elena Hartman will step to the free throw line. Elena was 6 points. She's made two threes in this ballgame. Emporia State has struggled from the three-point stripe, just 5 of 19. Haven't taken a lot of threes. Free throw for the lefty. Crawls off, no good for Elena Hartman. Elena on the season, though, fairly good free throw shooter. Well, as I say that, she's 10 of 17, 10 of 18. Second free throw misses as well. And 64-56, Emporia State by 8. Hartnett gives the ball off to Keston. Keston trying to back down. Here comes a double team. The Hornets almost come with a steal. Keston shoots it from 15. Shot missed. Rebound. Treasure Job comes up with a great hustle by Treasure. Now needs some help. And the defense will back off, and Emporia State will dribble it into front court. And they can just dribble it out, and the Emporia State Lady Hornets are going to get the win tonight. It was a scrap for Emporia State, but the Lady Hornets will win it. Our final score, Emporia State 64, Northwest Missouri State 56. We'll be back to take a look at the numbers right after this timeout. You're listening to Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
John North Ford, a great deal better.
At John North Ford Service, the goal is to provide you with the quality, affordable service you expect and deserve. They service all makes and models with oil changes, batteries, tires, no matter what your needs. Call 343-1700 to schedule an appointment. John North Ford Service, 3002 West Highway 50, specializing in customer service.
Round up the crew for Buffet Done Your Way. Pizza Ranch is serving our favorite pizzas, the country's best chicken, cheesy ranch steaks, and more. It's a legendary taste of the Old West right here in Emporia. Pizza Ranch buffet hours are Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and 4 to 8 p.m. and 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. on weekends. There's something for every member of the family at Pizza Ranch, so dine in today. It's Buffet Done Your Way at Pizza Ranch, 3000 West 18th Avenue.
Your home for Hornet sports. Today's best hits. Mix 104.9.
64-56, the final score. Emporia State gets the victory over Northwest Missouri State, improving their record to 8-1 on the season, 4-0 in the MIAA. Let's take a look at our game stats. Brought to you by Witten Construction, your trusted hometown construction specialist. Call Joe Witten today for an estimate at 620-343-6054. Looking at the individual numbers first for Northwest Missouri State, led by Peyton Kelderman with 15. She was 3 of 8 from beyond the arc. 7 points each from Ella Moody and Lindsay Kelderman. 5 points for Kelsey Fields and Jenna Green. 8 points for Molly Hartnett. 6 points for Callie Keston. And 3 points in the game for Jillian Fleming. Emporia State today led by Treasure Job with 23 points. 9 points for Victoria Price. 6 each for Faith Paramore, Mary Lakes, and Elena Hartman. 4 for Audrey Beatty, Katie Harina, and Stevie Stinchcomb. 2 for Sydney Tenner. Christina Walsh played but did not score. Looking at the team numbers, Northwest Missouri State, 18 of 49 from the floor for 36%. 11 of 29 from the three-point stripe for 38%. 9 of 17 from the free throw line for 53%. Emporia State, meanwhile, 23 of 55 from the floor for 41%, 5 of 19 from the three-point line for 26%, 13 of 18 from the free-throw line for 72%. Emporia State led for all but maybe 25 seconds. Emporia State had an early 2-0 lead. Northwest Missouri State went up 3-2, but then Emporia State took the lead and never trailed the rest of the night, but it was never really a big lead. Their biggest lead, though, in the ball game was by 16 points when they led 58-42 with 4:28 to play in the fourth quarter. Emporia State led 16-8 at the end of the first quarter. At halftime, they were up 29-20. At the end of three, they were up 45-34, and they won it by a final margin of 64-56. Northwest Missouri State would turn the ball over 23 times. Emporia State with 11 turnovers. Off those turnovers, Emporia State scored 24 points. Northwest had 7. Emporia State outscores Northwest 32-6 in the paint. Second chance opportunities, Emporia State outscores Northwest 7-2. Fast break opportunities, Emporia State outscores Northwest 9-6. Emporia State gets out rebounded 28-37. Leading rebounder for Northwest Missouri State was Kelsey Fields with 8. Leading rebounder for Emporia State was Mary Lakes with 8. But when you boil it down, what matters at the end? The final score. Emporia State wins it 64-56. As mentioned, with the win, Emporia State improves their season record to 8-1, 4-0 in the MIAA. Northwest falls to 5-6 overall. They are 0-5 in the MIAA. Emporia State has one more game before they go on the Christmas break, and that will come up on Monday when they host Missouri Western. But Emporia State able to get the win this afternoon over the Bearcats of Northwest Missouri State. After Northwest won both games a year ago, the Lady Hornets turned the tide tonight. Our game time stats have been brought to you by Witten Construction, your trusted hometown construction specialist. Call Joe Witten today for an estimate at 620-343-6054. When we come back, we'll sit down and we'll visit with Emporia State men's basketball coach Craig Doty as we get set for our showdown between the 22nd-ranked Emporia State Hornets and the number one-ranked Bearcats of Northwest Missouri State. You're listening to Emporia State Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
At Longbine Auto Plaza...